It's a great honor to be able to talk to you today. I'd like to talk about binocular optical system of electrohorography and calculation of CGH for the system. Electrohorography is a holographic display technology using electronic device. For example, liquid crystal display or liquid crystal on silicon. We call these devices SLM, special light modulator. Recently, improvement of these displaying devices makes the electrohorography more useful. However, the visual field and the viewing zone is limited in very narrow area because the resolution of SLM is not enough yet to reconstruct a hologram. By the world of visual field, I mean the area in where the reconstructed image from hologram is able to put it. And by the world of viewing zone, I mean the area in where the observer is able to see the reconstructed image. The visual fields and viewing zone depend on the deflection angle, which depends on the resolution of hologram and the wavelength of reference light. And the diffraction angle is usually under 5 degrees in electrohorography. It makes the visual field and viewing zone very narrow. And how large the observer feels about a reconstructed image can be represented by the amount of angle of the visual field, which is apparent field of view. Because of the limited visual field, we can reconstruct only very small images in electrohorography. But we want to display more large images. This is our purpose. To display more large images, there are some conventional methods to expand the apparent field of view. There are some approaches of moving the image closer to the observer using 4F optical system or making the real image using objective lens. And there also be some approaches of making large virtual image using ocular lens. In our previous research, we extended the apparent field of view to over 45 degrees using both of objective lens and ocular lens. It's just like optical microscope. Today, we propose two things. One is the improved system for binocular use and the calculation method of CGH for binocular system. And the other is the correction method of installation error. My presentation consists of 4 parts. First, I'm going to talk about the previous research, details on the monocular optical system. Second, I want to explain the proposed method, which includes calculation method of the binocular optical system and the method of correcting installation error. Then, I'm going to describe implementation and optical experiments. Finally, it is the conclusion. I will start by giving an overview of our previous study, the monocular optical system. To extend the apparent field of view, first, we project the reconstructed image from CGA to real space as real image using objective lens. Second, the real image is enlarged to virtual image using ocular lens. The coordinates of real image are calculated by the calculation method of CGH, and the coordinates of virtual image are able to be calculated by these equations. In this monocular optical system, the apparent field of view is expressed at this equation. For example, the apparent field of view is about 45 degrees when the focal length of ocular lens is 50 millimeters and the focal length of objective lens is 300 millimeters and they are properly placed. The visual field of real image is shown like this. And the visual field of virtual image is shown like this. In this slide, I would like to show the process of calculating CGH. For monocular system, first we read model data as virtual images. By the word of model data, I mean the group of light points, which have their coordinates and amplitude and phase. Second, we convert each point of virtual images to the point of real images. Last, we make the CGH from the model data of real images. And for the binocular optical system, two new processes are added in. One is to convert virtual images to two virtual images for left and right eye. left and right eye. The other is to collect installation error. I will talk about the two new processes in the next slide. First new process is the calculation of binocular system. We combine two monocular system to get wide apparent field of view for binocular use. We call this the original model data world model data expressed in the world coordinate system. And we transform the world model data to be expressed in the left coordinate system. Symmetrically the same for the right. In the transformations, we should consider the distance between left and right eye of the observers to get proper binocular disparity, and the distance is different by individuals. To make the distance variable, we make the right optical systems right. With sliding, the world coordinate system moves, which makes the origin point of the left and right system move in the world coordinate system. The other new process is collecting installation error. By the installation error, I mean the misplaced distance of each optical object. While implementing the optical system, the installation error is too hard to avoid, and because the image is enlarged by the ocular lens, the amount of error also enlarged. The setup point of real image and virtual image, PR and PV, are moved to the error point PR error and PV error. Therefore, because we can control the installation error, we divide the whole system to three parts. First part is from the SLM to the objective lens. Second part is from the objective lens to an LED, which used as reference light. Final thought is from the LED to the ocular lens. The lengths of each part are expressed by the set of variables D1, D2, D3, and amount of error of each part are expressed by the variables delta D1, delta D2, delta D3. The coordinates of PR error and PV error are calculated using D1, D2, D3, focal lengths of the objective lens and the ocular lens, and the coordinates of PV of model delta. This equation shows the calculations. Therefore, if the coordinate of PV error is measured, we could calculate delta 1, delta 2, and delta 3 using the reverse of this equation. And once delta 1, delta 2, and delta 3 is calculated, we would become to be able to remove the error by correcting the virtual images. Now, I want to talk about implementation and optical experiment. First, I designed the optical system for implementation. This is that. This is left optical system, and this is the right optical system. This right optical system can be slided. The parameters of for experiment is this. This figure shows the implemented binocular optical system. Two SLMs, two objective lens, two LEDs, two ocular lens, and two view windows, and one prism. The light optical system slides left and right. And we can measure the coordinate of reconstructed image using half mirror and mirror and real object on ray. Next, I would like to talk about correcting installation errors. After the optical system is implemented or changes, the coordinate of reconstructed image is measured by comparing with real object using camera. And with the measured coordinate, the installation error is calculated and collected. This black line shows idle distance of reconstructed image. And this 10 point shows measured distance influenced by installation errors. Using these 10 points, installation error delta 3 and sum of delta 1 and delta 2 were calculated to 7. Delta D3 is calculated to 17 millimeters, and sum of delta 1 and delta 2 is calculated to 22 millimeters. This new point showed the collected result. They were almost near the idle line. After the collection, we made some CGHs. This is model shape and reconstructed the images for left and right from one of the CGHs. This figure shows they had binocular disparity. And this other reconstructed images from some CGHs. And this figure shows how an observer sees reconstructed images. I would like to summarize the main findings of this presentation. First, we improved monocular system to binocular system. Second, we collected installation errors. Third, the measured result shows the collection was valid. Fourth, the optical experiment showed that the system made binocular disparity and the image was filled naturally. Finally, we need more verification experiments, aberration corrected, more short optical system. Thank you for your attention.
Do have time for one or two questions from the speaker? If anyone in the audience has any?
That was single color. Are you looking at full color?
Single color.
Vary the distance between the eyes, you only moved one, but wouldn't it, since the beams are angled, wouldn't it be easier to avoid the amount of error if they both moved and instead of just one?
Sorry, I'm very poor in English. More thoroughly, please.
Okay, we'll talk during lunch.
Okay. Sorry.
Thank you very much.